Most of the Midwest will have another day of mixed weather occurring across the region. Some shower activity will occur across the southwest and central portions of the region, while we'll expect colder air to continue pouring into the north. And as that cold air settles in, we'll see the risk of frost and some freezes increasing as we go through the night tonight and into tomorrow morning. The same will occur Friday night into Saturday. Well, the showers that occur in the western Corn Belt here today will be mostly confined to the area from parts of Kansas into Wisconsin and Illinois. The precipitation will be rather erratically distributed during the majority of the day, but this evening we'll see the precipitation come together a little bit more significantly, and some areas in Kansas or Missouri could see some moderate amounts of rain. The same might be true for a few locations in northeastern Illinois into parts of southwestern Michigan. The frontal boundary and associated rainfall will shift further to the southeast across the lower eastern Midwest as we go into the day on Friday. Most of the precipitation at that time will run from about a tenth to 5/10 of an inch, or maybe something locally greater, upwards to close to 3/4 of an inch. The precipitation is not expected to be very impressive, though, for many areas. Now, a few locations out across portions of Missouri and Illinois might see upwards to an inch of rain from these thunderstorms that could occur, so we'll keep a close eye on that. Once we're done with the day on Friday, I don't think we'll see a lot of other precipitation across the Midwest for a while. We'll see a few showers linger into Saturday in the easternmost areas, but the cool high pressure system will dominate the region for the weekend, and we'll see our next frontal system pushing into parts of the Midwest as we get out into the early to middle part of next week, most likely to be Tuesday or Wednesday, before we see meaningful rainfall return to the western Corn Belt, and perhaps a day or two longer for the eastern Midwest. The environment should be favorable for crop maturation and for general drying conditions across the region. Now, that frost and freeze risk that occurs here tonight and tomorrow night will be most significant initially across the Dakotas and western Minnesota tomorrow morning. We're expecting to see 30-degree lows occurring in quite a few areas, mostly middle and upper 30s, but there will be some light freezes that occur across parts of North Dakota and into some areas in western Minnesota. As we get into Saturday morning, the coldest weather is likely to occur across the extreme eastern Dakotas and from there into Wisconsin, with some middle and upper 30s occurring all the way down into parts of northern Iowa. The lowest temperatures in Iowa probably won't be much cooler than 35 degrees, but it'll still be fairly chilly, and there may be some patches of soft frost. Most of the temperatures are going to be cool enough for frost to occur across the Dakotas and Minnesota-Wisconsin area, but no widespread hard-killing freezes are expected. With that said, there will be a few temperatures that will drop down near freezing, and there may even be a few that go below freezing, but only for a very short period of time. The impact on most of the crops that are impacted by that colder air is probably going to be no more than just a quality decline if there's enough leaf mass damage or droppage to weaken the crop's ability to finish filling out some of the soybeans and corn. For the most part, we're expecting to see only minor impact, but the situation will be closely monitored. Cool air will overspread most of the Midwest as we go forward through the weekend, but not quite that cold. We'll see a lot of lows in the 40s and 50s, and we're expecting highs to be 60s and 70s across a big part of the region. The cooler air will come with low humidity as well, so we should see some fairly good drying conditions, although the temperatures will be low enough that the evaporation rates will be somewhat subdued. Now, our next weather system that comes across the Midwest next week will certainly help to moisten up the topsoil again, especially in the western Corn Belt. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.